in what amounts to the strongest statement by a Jamaican leader on crime, Prime Minister Andrew Onis, in speaking to the Jamaica Observer, said that it's not his intention or the intention of his government to diminish human rights in Jamaica. But he emphasized that crime victims have rights too. Now, this is something I've been talking about for years. So much emphasis has been placed on the rights of criminals. And it has gotten to the point where nobody even mentioned the rights of deceased or of their families. Each and every person has a right to be safe and secure in his or her person. That every person has a right to live in a country without fear of intimidation or of losing the one life that God gave to them. On that basis, any person who opts, any person who decides to take the life of any other person illegally, gives up their fundamental right, not just to life, but the right to make any demands about rights at all. So let us set that aside, because the first order of business is that once you've made a decision to kill, you have made a decision to give up your rights. So now it's up to what power does the authorities have to make some redress to those who remain, that we cannot have a society in which people take it upon themselves to kill other people. So as far as the Prime Minister is concerned, he can make that disclaimer. He has to make that disclaimer because he has to appease the talking heads and the special interests. I don't. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not mindful of criminal lawyers fraternity. I'm not mindful of the criminal rights fraternity, because they're frauds, they're charlatans. They're all on the bandwagon because they can eat. It's about eating. It's about making money. They're like leeches and parasites. And so what they do, they don't care about the lives of innocent Jamaicans who are getting snuffed out. What they care about is that they can make an argument against the state, the police, or those who go out intending to uphold the laws. Whether it be JFJ, whatever they call them, or whatever human rights groups there are there. I'm really not mindful about them, because if they were legitimate human rights groups, their first order of business would have been to see to the rights of people who are getting killed. The first human right and the most fundamental human right any person has is the right to life. So if you're going to defend life, let's defend people's rights. If you're going to defend rights, let's defend people's right to live. How about that? So the Prime Minister has determined that he's going to be very stringent, going to be very decided about how he approaches the Bail Act. And one of the things that angers me more than anything else is this continued argument by these phony lawyers and these phony special interest groups who make the argument that the Bail Act was never, and the judges, a matter of fact, that the Bail Act was never intended to be punishment. Well, nobody said the Bail Act was supposed to be punishment. But what we can't have is a society where we're turning back people who are arrested for murder several times over. We're giving them bail. There is no country that does that. In one case, one guy was given 5 different bail, was allowed out on bail after killing on 5 separate occasions. And that's what the police knew about and was able to arrest him on. In the end, he just got on a flight and left the country. And so when the judges, when these frauds who sit, who all of them, the judges and the defense attorneys and all of them, who graduated at the leftist Norman Manley Law School, tell you that, oh, well, the Bail Act was never intended to be punitive. It was never intended to be punitive, but that does not explain the full extent of the Bail Act, because the Bail Act says that somebody should not be granted bail if they're likely to abscond or flee the jurisdiction. That's number one. Number two, if the crime that the person committed has to be taken into account, the severity of the crime. It doesn't get any more serious than murder. The other thing is, the Bail Act specifically says if the person is likely to interfere with witnesses, shouldn't be granted bail. How many people have been killed in Jamaica by people who were incarcerated in jail, given bail, and they went out and simply killed the witnesses? So let's not muddy the issue. These criminal lawyers and their friends on the bench are a bunch of criminal supporting. I am so angry. Here's the real deal. We do not need to be letting murderers out on bail. Period. What we need to do is to fix the system so they can get a rapid trial. That's the right we will give them. That's the right we should give them. You're accused of murder. As long as we are able to improve our investigative capabilities and decidedly using all of modern technology and science and decide that you're the killer, you should not get bail. You should sit in jail until you get a speedy trial. That is how we should proceed with the law. You have no responsibility and no expectation of bail when you take someone's life. If we're ever going to fix our country, this is how we're going to have to approach it. And we're going to have to set all the bull aside and stop listening to the leftist liberals out of Mona. We'll talk again.